Sajib is here as well. Sajib?
So, hi everybody. So, me and Raju and Kaushik, and before I left for India, me, Raju, Kaushik had a brief meeting last time. So, we are just thinking about submitting our workshop version. I mean, that workshop version didn't get in because the workshop was cancelled. So, we are thinking about submitting that workshop version and some sort of that workshop version to a magazine. The IEEE, it's called the IEEE Micro Magazine. So the deadline is on 15th February.
They have a special issue on data center computing.
Yeah, and so and the issue is about data center computing, and they have special bullets for resource management as well. The software infrastructure for resource management. So we are thinking that somehow tuning the workshop version of the paper for that magazine, for this
magazine. Okay. Yes. So just to let you know, whenever you write for the magazine, you have probably seen my paper, the magazine paper.
Yeah, I got your paper.
Yeah, but you don't worry about formatting like that. They will do that for you.
Yeah, actually, they didn't say a word about formatting. They just say that it has to be a 5,000 word limit. That's it.
Yeah. So don't worry about the formatting in a nice way that paper is in, or you don't need to do colorful images or all those things. That they will do after it has been accepted.
Yeah, but it has to be readable. Right? The images have to be.
Only thing is it has to be simple language. That's the only thing. I'm talking more about the. Authentic. You don't need to worry about the authentic.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, what's the name of the magazine?
It's called IEEE Micro Magazine.
Micro.
Yeah.
The editors are two guys from Google.
It's Barroso and Parthuranga.
Oh, the one guy from Google and Barroso, and the other guy from HP. Those are.
The guest editors.
Yeah, the guest editors.
Okay. So in terms of the progress, actually, I was looking at them. I was looking in details about our workshop version that we sent on November. So actually, we have the conceptual format is already done. So we just need to rephrase the word for the magazine, because that paper was written for a technical conference. So just we need to be more high level in our writing in the magazine version. But in terms of content, we have all the conceptual content, except what is remaining I need a little bit of experiment for this paper.
Yeah.
So what kind of experiments are we?
So what I was thinking is that because we have little time, and actually not investigating any further benchmark, because what happened is that this further benchmark needs a little bit time to understand the new benchmark. So using the old benchmark that I used before, I mean I have a version of the OLTP benchmark. Also we can use the memory benchmark if we want. So use the same type of benchmark and just show that how the algorithm works actually, because our main focus is the resource management algorithm. So just to show that this algorithm actually goes for a maximization of revenue or goes for a greater revenue maximization.
Raju may give more session on this one, but my opinion is you may not need to do the full-blown experiment. Because it's a more magazine thing, you may want to do is you may take a sample table, a sample data, and show step by step how the algorithm is working, or not step by step, but at the high level how the algorithm will work.
I mean, we can do two steps. One example, we could use the real benchmark to show the real result, or we could do what you say. I mean, we could just instrument some data set and just show how the algorithm works empirically.
I'm not even talking about empirically. I'm talking about like remember one day you, Raju, and I said, I and me was there, and we are drawing some, we are putting some numbers and seeing that how the algorithm works in this scenario, how the algorithm will work in that scenario, those kind of things.
Yeah, I remember that. But that's not using real data. I mean, that's just data we came up to show that our algorithm works.
Yeah, I'm talking about just that, probably. Because to me, it's more about giving the idea and convincing the reader that it will work. It will work, and they want to get a high level view of how it will work.
Yeah, I think we need to also provide some sort of realistic examples, right? Because if we have only synthetic data, then it might not be so interesting for someone. So that's one thing, and the other is that we also need to come up with synthetic stuff anyway, because especially the SLA curves, right? Those are not really available. The real SLA curves are not available to us, so we need to do some synthetic SLA curves anyway. So we could. The only thing is that if we want to use the same workloads as we used before, we need to show some dynamics, right? I don't know what are the kinds of numbers that you're thinking about. Do you have anything in mind? What kind of graphs and or data that you want to show in the magazine paper?
So one graph will be to, let's say, pick. Let's say we are using the same kind of benchmark, and this benchmark let's say we have to pick up two benchmarks, and we varied the load, also the resource setting, and have some numbers based on that, and feed those numbers into our algorithm, and see how it how.
So vary the load on a timeline somehow.
Timeline.
And then.
To see how the if we are achieving for more profit, more revenue or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's, I guess, the best we can do at this point, given the time. But that would be a good start anyway, for us to at least make some things concrete. For instance, how do we set up a dynamic workload, how do we set up an SLA curve, and how do we actually use our algorithm.
So it's just let's say I have two reasonable benchmark. One is Sysbench OLTP is a reasonable benchmark. It's not a robust benchmark. It's a reasonable benchmark. And one is a micro benchmark, the memory micro benchmark I used. So what I could do is that collect different numbers, different performance values under some load, and change the load also for that benchmark.
Right.
And actually.
You have to run both of them simultaneously, right? Or no? Not necessary to run.
Not necessary to run.
There may be some effects of contention that are not observed when.
See, we are not trying to model here anything.
Mm-hmm.
The modeling part is not. I'm not focusing on the modeling.
It's already done.
Let's assume it's already done.
Yeah.
So it's just to show that our algorithm works.
Okay. So you have sort of, let's say, on a timeline you want to run the application at different loads,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
And in each case you can vary the load in both these benchmarks?
I can vary the load. I mean, what I could do is that I have to wait for the benchmark to finish. It's not a dynamic load.
No, I mean, can you find the model of the application under different loads? because in our previous work we assumed that the load was fixed.
Mm-hmm. The load was fixed.
Right. So here the key difference is that the load is varying. So you need to somehow bring that aspect in. I don't know how that dynamic aspect of the model is going.
I mean, what you could do is that I could run each experiment for a longer time,
mm-hmm.
and try to get some intermediate results. Change the resource manage resource allocation of that application, and instead of waiting until the end, I could get the. I mean, let's say after 15 seconds, I get a sampled throughput, something like that.
But then you need to change the load somehow, right? How do you change the load? Load is the actual amount of work that the application needs to perform per unit of time, right? That is what we would like to vary. So, the question is, first of all, do we need to do that to show the benefit of our algorithm? Or we can do it some other way. So we have, so the one experiment that we discussed last time was start with some initial random allocation of
mm-hmm.
resources and then apply our algorithm across multiple intervals
mm-hmm.
and to see how the system reallocates the resources to achieve better and better revenue. So in that kind of a scenario, we are sort of assuming that the load is fixed. We're just allowing gradual changes over time of resource redistribution,
mm-hmm.
of resource changes.
If the load is fixed, why do you need the resource redistribution?
Because initially the allocation is random. It may not be the
okay.
best allocation.
Okay. Then maybe in this experiment he can just start with that one, just start with the pick up a random experiment, random value, random allocation point,
yeah.
and run the algorithm and find out whether the new allocation value that he is giving
yeah.
is giving a better result, better performance.
Yeah. So Sajid,
he does that couple of like 10-20 times. And just to show that on a single load it is working. It doesn't vary the load for this particular experiment, maybe.
Yeah, but typically what would happen is you have a single load, you can just keep adding more resources. You can get better performance. The key is when you have two loads that share resources, how do you redistribute the resources?
Yes.
So what we can do is to have two or three or four different workloads, you start with an initial allocation of resources to each workload, and then over successive iterations, the algorithm should allow you to reach the optimal allocation for each workload.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So maybe he can do, he has to a couple of benchmark data. So maybe he can just take one bit, 2 PM running in the same machine, one running one benchmark, another running one benchmark, and just go doing that way.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out.
Well, actually, he doesn't even need to run anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just needs to show that the algorithm is going to produce a configuration which maximizes the revenue.
Exactly.
Right?
Because exactly. So I'm just trying to find out way without changing the load right now.
Yeah.
Or we could run, I mean, if to increase the number of benchmarks, we could run the same benchmark with different workloads.
That's also possible, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Different load levels.
And prioritize
one. Same benchmark with different load level, you need to rerun the data.
Yeah, for now, I think what you should do right away is to produce that graph, right, which says initial allocation and changes over successive iterations.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you reach a stable allocation.
Yeah.
Right?
And showing that the algorithm is converging.
Yeah. and show how the revenue changes over time. I mean, revenue should, you know, either stay constant or increase.
For use this, you have to definitely do the load variation everything together. But for this one, to get out of its zone,
yeah,
let's not try to vary the load. It's too much for the magazine.
And the magazine, we also probably need to bring in a little bit of a discussion of our HPCA paper.
Yes.
Just to give the background to say that, well...
Why is too much for the magazine? Isn't this magazine even more difficult to carry?
Ming, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I was just responding to Kushik's comments. Why is changing the thought too much?
I thought the discovery is even more difficult than what?
You mean RTI? No, ordinary conference.
I guess I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
So, what is the criteria of this kind of thing? How difficult is it?
I don't have much idea because I have not submitted to this magazine ever before. The reason it caught my attention was because of the guest editors. The guy from Google who is doing the energy related work, and then also guy from HP is also doing energy and data center computing. So they are fairly well established researchers.
Yeah. No, getting into this magazine, I think it will be a good deal, because as per my past experience, I can say the magazine attracts a lot of references, and it will be definitely, as a student, it will be definitely good for Sujit to get attention.
Yeah. I think Ming's comment is about how competitive this magazine is going to be, right?
Typically, most of the magazines are very competitive. I will not say as competitive as VLDB or Usenix,
mm-hmm.
but probably I will say 25%, 30% acceptance. You can say.
Yeah.
I think my magazines are very tough. We need to have very strong results. So let's go back to my question. So if it is enough, if we cannot change the code, so if the result that we are going to use for this submission.
Meaning I could not get you properly.
I could not understand you either. Something wrong with the line, I think.
We are not getting each and every word properly from me. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's much better. Maybe you can speak a little slower.
Okay, yeah. I think it's because of this headset. Now using the cell phone directly. So my concern is that we need to have a very strong result in order to have a chance for this magazine. So the evaluation of the algorithm should be comprehensive. So we need to, consider, not just the fixed node, but also, where it's good, different places.
Yeah, I think we need to compare against the brute force, high complexity algorithm, which is the best case solution. Right?
Yeah,
which
yes,
takes
yes.
much longer. I mean, computing that would take, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes. So it cannot be used, or half an hour, it cannot be used in an online configuration.
Uh-huh.
So we need to
yeah.
We need to show, for instance, at least have some sort of a table or something for running times,
mm-hmm.
for brute force and our algorithm.
So
Sajeev, is the brute force implemented already?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Before I went.
Okay.
So my thought was actually responding to Gushen's comment. He mentioned that changing the load is too much for the imagination. That's something I don't understand. Why is it too much? Is it because we don't have enough time?
I think the key limitation is time.
Okay.
The deadline is February 15th. So let's try to get some of the easier data out first, and maybe if we see that, well, we can we have good results and we get it done quickly, then we can certainly work on the dynamic case.
Okay.
But it's important to get some basic results as much as we can. Make sure that the algorithm works fine. Make sure that the brute force implementation works. Get all the other assumptions worked out, like what is the SLA curve and things like that. To get one round of data would require us to answer many questions, even without varying the load.
I see. I guess enough. Yeah. So one suggestion I have is, even if we have enough time, it's going to be very difficult to thoroughly evaluate this algorithm experimentally, because if we consider many concurrent applications, many different node levels, and different SLA curves, it will be very challenging to implement it experimentally. So for large scale experiments or complicated experiments, maybe we can consider to simulations instead of experiments. That will definitely make it much easier and faster to evaluate. So we can have some simpler, smaller scale experiments done experimentally to prove that it works under real systems. But for larger scale, more complicated experiments, you can consider simulations.
That's a good point. Yeah. I agree. The simulation might be interesting too. So yeah, we can certainly think about that. Let's do the following. For this week, let's have Sajeev work on the initial numbers and the initial graphs with the static load. And maybe next week we can think about simulation related improvements. Is that okay?
Yeah, it sounds just me, yeah.
In the meanwhile, I guess we should probably think about what kind of simulation experiments we can do. How do we define the workload and the model? How do we simulate them, right? So that would require some creative thinking, I guess.
One thing that can be done is, I remember there was a paper long time back we discussed where there is a relationship between the load versus memory and the CPU. And I've seen papers like that before, where they try to create a mathematical relationship between memory, CPU, storage, etc. So some of the parameters that we have taken out along with the performance.
Along with the load.
And we can take one of those papers and say, okay, this is the simulated value from out of those things. Okay. And then we use our thing and see whether we can improve anything.
Mm. Okay, yeah, we can try to identify that paper you're talking about. So do you remember which paper was this, any chance?
It was something that we discussed. I was there in one of your paper club, only one night I was there. And in that paper club, it was discussed.
That's cross-platform management. Cross-platform, that's the one from Rochester?
From HP. From HP. Yeah, $1 from 15 cents, something like that.
$1 from, that's from Rochester.
Rochester.
Mm. Okay.
But I think the one with trait models.
Trait models.
Yeah.
Trait models, is that right? Okay. Yeah, that's from Rochester, Kaishan's work. Yeah. Okay, we can go back to that paper and see what we can extract from that.
If we go by the simulation, that's one way to go.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
But I really believe he needs to implement the complete thing for the USENIX. Otherwise, it will be impossible. And remember, USENIX is the main goal for him.
Yeah,
not
OSDI.
Not like micro
computing. Yeah, with OSDI, it really requires an implementation. Simulation.
Yes.
But I think Ming is right in the sense that with simulation we can explore more configurations much quickly. And as long as we have some implementation, we show some results with an implementation, we are probably covered. But the simulation will allow us to show more data. And it will allow us to do more in lesser amount of time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was just making sure that whatever we do, we keep the goal USENIX one.
Yeah.
The thing is that what needs to be done in any case is the full implementation of the algorithm. And the brute force algorithm. Both our algorithm and the brute force algorithm. More or less, I'm done with that part. So what remains is that is validating that the algorithm works with some data. So that data could come from simulation or that data could come from experiment. That depends on time and what is better to use for this magazine.
Okay, but I think for the USENIX you have to complete the loop.
For USENIX anyway, I won't use the data I will be collecting now. For USENIX I have planned for the different type of workload. Different type of workload. So in that case we could use the simulation as well, because in any way we are not going to use that data for future use.
It's true that we need more sophisticated workloads, but you might also want to consider using the workloads that you're working with right now to do some additional things, because you have that data you're collecting right now,
mm-hmm.
and you have collected before. So we should try to maximize the use of that data. If we find a use for it in USENIX, in the OSDI submission, we should not shy away from that. We could still use it.
So that won't go wasted.
It won't, yeah. I mean, it's not just that it won't get wasted, but we maximize the utility of that data, right?
Yeah.
If we can reuse it for showing different stuff, then we should. Okay, so what is the current plan then? Well, how do you want to?
I think I have to focus on the experiment part.
Okay.
And this will be the writing.
Okay.
I mean, we have enough writing for the workshop submission. Just we need to revisit that.
We need to sort of write it from a different perspective, I guess.
And thing is that I don't know how to put the symbols in. Or just because it's a very short paper, it's only a 5,000 word limitation, including the figures.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that comes up around only 3 or 4 pages.
I think we did a word count of the paper, right, at some point?
Yeah, I only did a word count of the HPCA paper, that's also IEEE paper, that's actually 29,000. So, and that's only 10 papers.
10 pages.
So I think 5,000 will come around three or four pages.
Okay. In HPCA format. Okay, so which means that we probably cannot talk about it in as much detail as we have in the workshop paper.
No, we need to cut down a lot. But anyway, we are not going to put the algorithms.
Yeah.
So that we can completely.
Right. So why don't you create a SVN repository and start populating the paper information and start as minimally as possible with minimal content and keep adding to it only the bare minimum required to convey our point.
Actually, I have created a repository that's Micro Magazine under papers.
Okay.
You can see where it's the individual files are not so populated.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it might be a good idea to just think about the structure at the beginning, right? What kind of structure do we want? And what is the message that we want to convey in this paper? Okay. In my opinion, the key message is that there is a need for dynamic resource reallocation, and we propose a specific solution.
No, I think our contribution is another contribution is that formalization of that problem.
Formalization of the problem.
Formalization of the dynamic resource allocation.
No, formulation of the process is not of interest for the magazine.
Yeah, I guess we don't need. We should not be having too much mathematical notation in the magazine, but
absolutely.
We had to sort of have a high-level formulation of the problem, formalization of the problem, right? Just sort of talk about what are the different elements of the model, maybe not in a whole lot of detail, and what is the overall framework that we are working
on.
So just a high-level description of the problem formulation is required. And we need to talk about some of our HPCA prior works, say that this is already been shown, that there is a way to model applications in a virtualized environment.
So about the algorithm, we can just say a few words, right?
The algorithm,
you give the intuition. You write a half page intuition. I will say about one page should go into the high level problem and high level description of the over archiving description of the overall approach. Then you delve into the problem like a half a page. You describe the problem, all the parameters, modeling, those kind of things. Half a page you describe of the algorithm, and one page you describe of the solutions. The result, basically.
Solutions or results? Results and conclusion.
Results and conclusion. So that's the basic structure you can take.
Okay, so you have some introduction, maybe some background.
We need an abstract also.
Abstract, and then problem formulation and high level.
I think abstract, then in the introduction section introduction, then the problem formulation.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the introduction, we need to introduce the problem. And then formalize the problem and also provide the background in the introduction also, like in our prior work, the modeling.
Okay.
And then in the problem formulation, we talk about our approach, and then we go to the solution section with the description of some symbols and a little bit of algorithms.
Okay.
How the algorithm works in general.
Okay. So yeah, that sounds reasonable. Try to create that structure and populate some initial content in the various sections, and then we can start improving it from there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to discuss anything else, Sajeev?
No.
When do you want to meet next?
After Tuesday or
what same time? Next week or?
Next week is clear. Anyway, I will share the, once I populate, I will share.
Next Thursday, I'm not in town. Tuesday is better.
Okay.
Well, Tuesday, yeah.
You have a class?
Tuesday morning time would be better.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tuesday 10 a.m., how about that? Tuesday 10 a.m., does that work for everyone?
I can join by phone if it's Tuesday.
Oh yeah. What is a good day for you, Ming?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay, then maybe we can do Monday. You want to do Monday? Monday, is it too early or what?
I think it's a bit early. I mean, I can populate the paper, but for the experiment, I need to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. Well,
Tuesday will be early also, so in case I can meet on Monday, because I can write the stuff.
Or do you want to do Wednesday instead? Well, Wednesday, yeah, we could do Wednesday.
Wednesday is fine.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday afternoon, but that's not going to be every week, it is just for next week.
Okay.
You can do Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, bye for me.
Okay.
So that should give you some more time. Okay. All right. So I think that's it for today. Is there anything else or?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.